More news coming out of Afghanistan. Joining us right now is Daoud Azami. He's the editor of the Kabul Bureau for the BBC World Service. And Daoud, I wanted to ask you, I would imagine most Americans think the number one priority, the number one concern on an Afghan's mind is personal safety. Is that really what it is?
Well, yes, personal safety is. Security is one of the biggest challenges in Afghanistan. But one thing that's closely linked to insecurity is good governance, or the lack of good governance, because most people in Afghanistan say that governance is not good. Many officials in Afghanistan are corrupt, and this is a big problem to win hearts and minds, both for the Afghan government and its international partners. So bad governance plus insecurity are the main challenges in Afghanistan today.
Well, there is a new twist in that story this morning, and the New York Times and other agencies are reporting about Mohammad Zia Salehi, and he's a close advisor to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, but he was arrested in July on corruption charges. He was released because of Karzai's intervention, and now we find out that he's also on the CIA payroll. Can you tell us about Salehi and his role in the Afghan government?
Well, Zia Salehi has been working with Afghan government for many years now, and he was the chief of administration for the National Security Council of Afghanistan. As you said, he was arrested in July for a few hours, and the case against him was, again, corruption. But reportedly, Presidential Palace intervened, and he was released. Afghanistan's Attorney General told us that his office has been investigating Zia Salehi's case. And when Senator John Kerry was in Afghanistan last week, he also raised this issue with President Karzai. And President Karzai apparently reassured Senator Kerry that he would not intervene in Zia Salehi's case, and the investigators would have freedom to investigate Zia Salehi's case. There are many allegations, many accusations saying that Zia Salehi has been involved in many dealings, dodgy dealings, or so to say, and his phones were recorded. And there are reports that he was taking bribes or giving bribes. These are the accusations, but we are still waiting for the investigations.
But this is, I mean, this is hardly a new story. This is something that these are the same sort of allegations that were leveled against Karzai's half-brother. He is also on the CIA payroll. In fact, there are a large number of Afghan government officials who are also getting a paycheck from the CIA, and we keep getting these same allegations. Are when the investigations go through, are they thorough investigations? And is the United States satisfied that these are honest investigations of corruption in the Afghan government?
Yeah, there are many Afghans, some of them very prominent, who have been reportedly on the CIA's payroll. And the link between Afghans and CIA was established when Soviet troops were in Afghanistan in the 80s. And especially after 9/11, when the U.S.-led coalition invaded Afghanistan, many Afghans established close links with CIA, and there are many Afghans even today who are reportedly on the CIA's payroll. But when we talk about investigations, there are many allegations and accusations. And many of these people who have been accused of corruption are also said to be having close links with Americans, especially CIA. So there's a need for a joint investigation, I would say, both from the Afghan government and American authorities, to investigate fully the allegations and accusations that are against these individuals who are accused of corruption and who are also reportedly having close links with American authorities.
Well, that's the head-scratcher for me, Daoud Azami. You're editor of the Kabul Bureau for the BBC World Service, on the line from Kabul right now. Do you detect, you know, barring an investigation, do you detect a pattern here of the strategy on the part of the CIA? Is it a matter of buying off corrupt individuals to keep them close so that they don't become enemies? Or do you think the CIA actually has a hand and interest in the corruption itself?
Well, this is a very difficult question to answer. After 9/11, Americans needed Afghan allies, and they established links with many Afghans who helped them or who gave them information or helped them in another way. So later on, we found out that many of these people, these individuals who had cooperated with the U.S. authorities or who are still cooperating with the U.S. authorities have also been accused of corruption. So I'm not sure that CIA needed corrupt people to work with or they needed their help. And there was another question that if these people, these individuals are taken to court, there might be instability or the government might become destabilized or there might be insecurity in the country. So this was another concern, and this concern is still there, that if these people are arrested or if they are put in jail, there might be instability or insecurity. But if you talk to ordinary Afghans, they would tell you that they should be put in jail, they should be arrested, they should be punished for what they have done. And ordinary Afghans say that these people who are corrupt, who are involved in many dodgy dealings, are the main cause of turning people towards the Taliban.
Well, let me ask you about ordinary Afghans. Is this story about Mohammad Zia Salehi, is that something that they're paying close attention to, or are they so used to these stories by now that it's kind of washing by them?
Well, Zia Salehi is a high-ranking official, and he is said to be close to President Karzai. So this has created a buzz in Kabul. Local media has been covering this story for many days now. So this is one of the big cases when we talk about corruption.
Okay, that is Dawood Azami. He's an editor for the Kabul Bureau for our partner, the BBC and the World Service. He joined us from Afghanistan. Thanks so much, Dawood.